Good morning, Jackie, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Kathleen.
So I'd love to hear your story.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a little bit the journey of the teachings of the Ascended Masters. I grew up Catholic. My grandma Liggett was very devoted and used a rosary. Today, thinking about some of her actions, I believe she had a little more wisdom than I had ever realized. I was not a big fan of church. It really didn't have much meaning. As I went to CCD class, I remember that I really wanted to keep my books, thinking that it may be of interest later on, but we were not allowed to keep them. I asked the priest questions, but he really never had any concrete answers. After finding the teachings of the masters, many of the pieces of the puzzle came together. Even history is more exciting. In my early 20s, I was searching and looking and purchasing books. At one point, I decided that I'm not going to purchase any more books because they all say the same thing. I then was fascinated with stones and collected a few of them, but I really never studied the meaning of them. Around the same time, my mom, Judy Greeno, who is a part of the Heart Center, was working with someone that talked about spirituality. Dory gave mom some book titles that were worth checking out. One particularly meaningful book I read was a book by Joseph Weed, and it was called The Wisdom of the Mystic Masters. I remember reading this book and said that I want to study there. As I realize today, is that the meaning of there really means right where you are. You don't go study somewhere, you study yourself wherever you reside. Mom and I discovered this lady in town. Her name was Marion Starnes, and she did channeling. The information that she talked about resonated with me. I went to many of her lectures and eventually had a reading. Then the green books came into my life, the Unveiled Mysteries. This is where I was introduced to Saint Germain. This was so awesome. It was so real. Mom and I read the set, which I believe went up to volume 13. One day in 1991, Mom asked me to go with her to see this lady. This lady's name was Treva Bell. I had no idea what we were checking into. I said, yeah, Mom, I'll go along. And Mom and I had this tendency to check things out. It turns out that we started going to her place on a consistent basis. Treva Bell had, she has dedicated a part of her apartment with an altar. I learned about El Moria, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and the Summit Lighthouse. Treva and her daughter Colleen held services in her apartment. We did the ashram ritual, healing services, purity services. Treva created the matrix for each service. Every part of the service was meticulously thought out. Treva became my close friend for many years. Matter of fact, she is still my friend. On occasions, we would do novenas. We decided to do the Kuan Yin's rosary. This rosary was several hours long. We would take turns eating our lunch and continuing with the rosary. At the end of the rosary, we were always giggling. Everybody was always, always giggling. It was such a powerful rosary. Besides services, Treva was interested in doing outreach. She said that if we do the ashram ritual, we can bring others in the teachings. Off we go, following Treva to assist in outreach. A hotel room was rented and Treva lectured. She said, remember that the angels are attending the lectures too. So we really did have a full house. Many years, Treva would haul the heavy three-quarter tapes of the teachings from the Summit Lighthouse to be placed on television. She decided to retire. So that we could keep the tapes running on television, I continued with the routine. The quality of the tapes were deteriorating. Every now and then, I asked the Summit Lighthouse when they were going to convert the tapes to DVD. At some point around 7 years, I felt that my task was completed. Shortly later, Elizabeth Clare Prophet passed on. I felt she was universal and no ties to any in organization. It's kind of hard to articulate the feeling, but I knew my task was completed with those tapes. I found the Heart Center through Treva. Even though Treva retired, I would still go over to her apartment and chat and did a few decrees. The Heart Center has been great in the fact that we are encouraged to continue to come up higher. These teachings also help me keep things into perspective when there are challenges. As I have worked at the university full-time for many years, I have continued to take classes. At times, I have integrated some of the teachings into many of my assignments. During this last year, I worked on my senior thesis for my Bachelor of Fine Arts with a concentration in graphic design. I chose a topic that I could continue to study, which was whole foods, beginning with Anthony William teachings. The project, which was publicly displayed, was absolutely beautiful, and I see all the angels in heaven cheering. It was such a victory. I am forging ahead on my journey and look forward to gaining more understanding inside of myself and my connection to the universe. It's comforting to know that there are the masters watching and guiding us onward. Maybe I will make my ascension after this lifetime, just like Treva. After all, she always kept reminding us. And then lo and behold, look at what she had done. She made her ascension. Thank you, Treva, for being my friend. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. Thank you very much for your wonderful story. And I forgot to ask you your full name when we began.
Jacqueline Warfield.
Thank you, Jackie. And you're the daughter of Judy Greeno. And how wonderful to have a mother-daughter combination here in our Heart Center. We are so grateful for you working together. And the fact you have Treva Bell, now Ascended Lady Master Treva. And you said she's still your friend. So could you tell me how you call her or how you... bring her into your life still, even that as she's now in heaven?
Yeah, every now and then I feel like I want to chat with her, or I invite her to ride with me to work, and then we can chat. And then I just call her, Hail, Ascended Lady Master Treva, Treva, Treva. And once I call, she is right here where I am.
Oh, how wonderful. So you're never alone. Of course, we're never alone with all our angels.
Exactly.
And tell us about these beautiful blue bottles that you did for your project. They're so lovely. And you talked about how you bring the teachings of the masters into your graphic work. So if you could tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, the bottles that I did for my senior thesis, they were the top 50 foods, and I created illustrations for each of those bottles. And then I etched them, and I used the sandblasting method. And the blue bottles came by the fact that when you drink water and it goes right through you, it means it's not charged. It needs to be livened up. So we can take water, put it in the bottle. We can set it out in the sun, or, of course, we can add fresh lemon to it. So that's where the blue bottles came in.
Oh, lovely. So I was thinking about these foods and Anthony Williams and how food and spirituality go together a bit. So could you talk about that for a moment?
Yes, we have to have a strong body so that we can forge ahead and fulfill our divine plan.
Oh, thank you very much. And I also liked how you were talking about giggling. And you said when you used to do the Kuan Yin Rosary, you said it was so powerful that you ended up giggling. And we're learning now more and more about how fun and laughter and levity is so important on the path. So maybe you could tell us about Kuan Yin and your giggling.
Well, the rosary was quite long, and I think it was about 5 hours long, somewhere around there. And then, of course, my mom was there, and there was just a few of us doing this rosary. We did the entire rosary, and maybe just invoking all that violet flame, it just made us giggly. And so it was a lot of light that we invoked. You could sure feel it.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Jackie, for sharing all that you've gone through and your path. And one more. So now that you've been in the Heart Center a little while, can you tell us how it has made you feel a little different or closer to the Masters or something like that that helps you continue on your path?
As mentioned, I like the fact that we are encouraged to keep working on ourselves and keep a close tie to the Masters and understanding that we can have that communication with them, that direct tie. And I think that has helped me keep things in perspective with any challenges that I have had. And then having some of these experiences, having an experience with a particular master, I hang on to that experience, and it's good idea to write these experiences down. That way, when you get in a down state, then you can look at that and say, oh yeah, everything is fine.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. That's very wise words of wisdom. I was reminded recently that Jesus did ask us to keep a journal, and it sounds like that's what you're talking about, how when we write down our experiences, then we can go back in those low times and remind ourselves, oh yes, this is what reality is. So, so thank you very much, Jackie. Thank you for sharing. And thank you also for your beautiful, beautiful work that enhances life by the legacy you've left with this lovely work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.